Let me try something with you here. If you're a baseball card collector, one of the cards you'd probably like to have is an Aaron Judge rookie card. So you go on eBay, you do a search, see a listing with the card selling for $5,000. But when you scroll down, you see someone else selling that very same card for a lot less. The key is, right, available information. Now, here's the crazy thing. That whole concept I just shared with you about baseball cards is a repulsive idea for many hospitals. Technically, it's called healthcare price transparency. And according to a recent report, as well as recent history, the vast majority of hospitals fall short, way short, in delivering it. If you examine this issue, which seems obvious and ethical to you, I hope, but is being ignored by hospitals, is the founder and chair of patient rights advocate, Cynthia Fisher. How are you today, Cynthia?
I'm doing great, Chris. How are you?
Good to have you talk about this because, again, people think that, well, the hospitals know everything and are there to serve me. And there's a trust factor involved. And by the way, for the website for healthcare for patient rights advocates is patientrightsadvocate.org. We have it on our homepage as well. There's a trust factor between patient and healthcare, Cynthia, which I guess people are in a way holding the door open for the ignorance of the transparency that you would think as a consumer we certainly want when we walk into a Walmart. Shouldn't we want the same thing when we're brought into any situation involving a hospital?
Absolutely. And Chris, for now over 4 years, it has been the law that all hospitals and insurance companies are supposed to put all of their actual prices that they negotiated online and be upfront with just what is the price for the medical service and the care a patient is to receive. And unfortunately, the hospitals fought this law and sued in the courts and they lost. They wanted to keep prices secret. And why? Because as long as hospital insurance companies hide their prices, they can charge whatever they want. And that's exactly what's been happening across the country. And so they have flouted the law and harmed patients and harmed employers and unions that purchase coverage to not know exactly what they're paying. And look, in any functional market, which is everything else in our economy, we get prices up front and we want to shop based on price and quality. And then when we get our bills and we go to pay them, we want to make sure that we don't pay more than the price we agreed to and the price we were to receive. And that doesn't happen in healthcare because the true purchasers, you and me, every American as a patient of getting healthcare, and our employers that help chip in, the majority of helping to pay for premiums, but it comes out of our paychecks as well. Well, we don't get access to the prices, and we don't get access to know if the bills are true to the prices. So, the good news is by law, it's game over. And the bad news is that, unfortunately, the hospitals have flouted this law. And, we see that's going to change real soon because President Trump, who put in place the price transparency rules using a bipartisan Obamacare, utilized what is bipartisan to make it into rule of law. And then Biden kept it, but sadly Biden rolled it back by not enforcing it. And so we're now in a position where February 25th of this year, President Trump said, game over. We're going to go radical, and we're going to go in for an executive order, which was launched in February, to make radical price transparency in healthcare for all actual prices, not estimates, but actual prices to be revealed. And you'll be seeing that coming out very soon by the end of May. This administration is going to show us what radical is going to be to pull back the curtain, to lower our cost of health care and protect every one of us through competition and consumer choice and protect us in our bills to make sure they're accurate.
Getting into that executive order and the recent history of that too, but I want to bring this to the listeners' attention. This is according to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Nearly 100 million Americans, comes down to about 1 in 4 adults, have a collective total of $220 billion of medical debt that they can't afford. So, Cynthia, that's one of the costs of the lack of transparency.
Chris, nearly every one of us has a story of being overcharged by our healthcare system. There isn't a family that hasn't experienced a surprise bill that they never expected they would have to pay. And if you don't have the prices to compare whether or not that bill is accurate, like you do in a restaurant or when you buy a sweater online or whatever, if you don't have that price in hand, then you're blinded to know whether or not that blindsided, outrageous bill is accurate. And prices, you know, if you don't have those prices, we don't have a leg to stand on to fight that medical debt. So that's why prices are so important to protect every one of us. And we at patientrightsadvocate.org, we suggest don't pay that first bill. Make sure the hospital or the doctor's office or the lab gives you the prices that you have by your insurance carrier. Make sure your insurance carrier gives you the prices they negotiated for that rate and the hospital does before you pay any balance or any of that bill. And the other part is many people in this country also can see that the cash price is oftentimes far lower than the insured rate and you're out of pocket. I mean, we have seen people get MRIs all in cash price for $300. And yet in Mass General in Boston, we've seen a $7,000 charge through a Blue Cross plan for the same MRI that can be purchased for cash for $300.
It's crazy money.
It's thousands of dollars of difference. So sometimes the cash prices save people a lot of money. And then when you pay it, right underneath your signature to pay it, payment made in full, zero balance due, and take a picture of it with your iPhone because you're going to probably get your insurance and billed, and you'll be billed anyway. Because they might get double billed, because they can.
And here's the part that I think is frustrating and confused, because this is through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, just as an example. There is an enforcement policy that they have. They're called, let me just bring up the terms here, the Corrective Action Plan, a CAP, as well as a Civil Monetary Penalty, a CMP. So if hospitals are deemed to be noncompliant, There's two levels of direction that things could take against them. Has there just been a total lack and falling apart of enforcement, or do hospitals even battle back or try to battle back in courts and other measures against the CAPs and the CMPs?
Well, I think what we saw is President Trump got this done in his first administration. With the real goal to lower the cost of healthcare for everybody and allow competition and consumer choice to function like any other market. Unfortunately, the Biden administration came in and they first did good by actually increasing the fines per hospital to $2 million per hospital. But then they didn't go and enforce the hospital systems with those fines, and they didn't hold them accountable. So I think what happened is if the sheriffs weren't enforcing the law, well, the hospitals continued to flout it. And then at the end of the Biden administration, they rolled it back and said they could just put estimates and algorithms up. And so right now, President Trump put the executive order in place to course correct and make radical price transparency available to all of us, so that very soon, and we believe it'll probably begin the beginning of next year, that we will all start to be able to see this pricing data be in our hands. And it's been slow-walked because of the objections of the insurance industry and the hospital industry that have spent, you know, probably in the billions of dollars of lobbying collectively across our country and in Washington to protect, Chris, what is now in our economy approaching 20% of our gross domestic product. That means it's about a $4.5 trillion spend a year that the hospitals and the insurance companies and all the middle players, Big Pharma, are trying to ever be able to maximize their profits against the American worker.
There was Cynthia Fisher, who was the founder and chair of Patient Rights Advocate, patientrightsadvocate.org, the website. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. And you do a report that puts the spotlight on these hospitals, which is, again, consumer empowerment, because if the hospital is in your state and certainly in your region, it's something you want to have to your attention and certainly question them as you're about to enter medical care. And I pulled up the New Jersey page here. I was going to list the hospitals that are non-compliant, but let me go with a shorter route here. The hospitals in New Jersey that are compliant, according to your organization's report: Claremass Medical Center, that's in Belleville. We have St. Joseph's University Medical Center in Patterson, St. Mary's General Hospital in Passaic, and that's it. That's a sad statement, Cynthia, when you look at some of these hospitals, which have certainly name recognition and, well, a positive reputation as far as medical care, but if that cost of that medical care is overly inflated through the avoidance of transparency, then what's that say about those medical facilities?
Absolutely. And like you, we commend the three hospitals you mentioned, Claremass, St. Joseph's, and St. Mary's. We commend them for leading and doing the right thing. First of all, they're obeying the law, and they're honoring their patient population by making their prices transparent. So we commend them. And I would say, sadly, the rest of their brethren hospitals across the state of New Jersey, as we looked at each one of their hospital online pricing files, is really showing insignificant amounts of data in the fields and truly hide their prices that they are not complying with the law. And I think what that does show is, you know, look, doctors and nurses and patients is where care all happens. And doctors, you know, the Hippocratic Oath is to do no harm. And most of the doctors in this country have no idea what the charges are, because that's really the big hospital executives and the administration that is putting profits over patients. And so, you know, I think the real issue here is that patients trust their doctors and their nurses where they want to get their care, but they don't trust the hospital system and they don't trust the insurance companies, because when you don't know a price, every bill is a surprise. And too often, as you said earlier in the show, we have 100 million people in this country in medical debt. And then what happens when they can't afford to pay the extra thousands of dollars for what should have been an $800 to $1,200 colonoscopy, and they get it out of pocket that's over $1,200, and maybe some of those people are getting charged $12,000 or $14,000 for a colonoscopy. That should be 10 times less. And so when people get these bills, they don't have that kind of money. And so a lot of people now delayed care. Like 54% of the people polled in our country are delaying care after experiencing an overcharge. They have fear of financial ruin. And when you look at the $100 million people in medical debt, Chris, in many states in the country, the hospitals are suing them, suing their very own patients and garnishing their wages or putting liens on their houses. And if they don't have the price, how can they prove that they were wrongly billed or erroneously billed? And yet, when analysts look at the claims data or the payment data, and they look at the amount of fraud, errors, and overcharges, hands down, the Journal of the American Medical Association, these are the physicians themselves that look back at that data and they say, my goodness, 25% of administrative waste, overcharges, and fraud are happening across the country. So the only way we have accountability and integrity in our healthcare system is allowing price discovery. And we're really excited because the President Trump's executive order for radical price transparency is a bipartisan issue that affects every American. That starting next year, we should all start start to see these prices, and we should get these prices in advance of our care, because 90% of the care is planned, Chris. Most of our care is scheduled and planned.
Right.
So part of that executive order was to have prices in advance of care so we could all have financial certainty. That way, when we get our bills, we will have agreed upon those prices up front, because we will get them in advance and we will be able to shop.
We have to close the segment out of here, but for you listening, only way that this is all going to work, because a plan is great, a direction is great, rules, regulations, laws are great, but as the statistics show, let me just pull up the report from Cynthia's organization, and we'll put a link up at the homepage, too. You can read this in your own time, too. It's very informative, and I think it will also add to the power of the voice demanding the transparency. July of 2023, the compliance rate for hospital transparency was at 36%. This report that came out in November of last year, that compliance rate dropped down to 21%. Now, why in part does that happen? It's because the hospitals think they can get away with it. How does that stop from happening? Your voice added to the work of Cynthia's organization makes the hospitals aware that there's eyes on them, there's laws about them, and there's expectations of them. Learn more about this issue and how you are part of the empowerment for this issue to come to pass. Go to the website for Patient Rights Advocates, patientrightsadvocate.org. She is their founder and chair, Cynthia Fisher. Cynthia, thank you for helping people understand that we're not prisoners of the healthcare system. The healthcare system is supposed to serve us, not the other way around. And through the information you share and the actions that you take, I think you're going to turn the tide around to make sure that it's the patients that are empowered, not the hospitals. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you so much. Yes, having prices in advance of care and shifting the power to the patients to be in control of our own financial decisions as it comes to healthcare allows us to know, well, we need to get that MRI for around $300 and refuse to pay $3,000 or $7,000. We should know that a practical rate fair market for a colonoscopy should be between $800 and $1,200, not accept a bill that's north of that or up, we've seen 10 times more. And in every hospital, we are seeing across this country, prices vary based upon the insurance carrier rate 10 times. You would never expect at the gas station to pay 10 times more than the person in front of you in line. Don't accept it in the hospital. So we now need to step into being our own patient advocates, and it's worth it because it's our money and it's our health. And now is our time to be in control of these financial decisions while we take care of our health preventatively.
Thank you again, Cynthia.
Thank you too, Chris. Have a great day.